producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Leon Francis sitting in again for Scott Hannon right here on What's On Your Mind, Flag Family Radio. And again, it is a beautiful day outside. All things considered, it's really nice. It's just the right amount of cool, just the right amount of sunshine. I'm here in sunny Southside Fargo. If I could do something about the allergies, I mean, this would be a perfect morning it would be. Today's show sets up like this. I am guest hosting the first hour here on What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon will be in the second and third hour from Watford City. So he's on the road enjoying the beautiful weather as he's driving down to Watford City to broadcast live from out there. At 8:20, as always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to be discussing the news of the day from the left and the right. And then we'll have, in the very next segment, we'll have Garrett Groves. He's the location manager for Pinnacle Agronomy Division, and that's out there in Tioga. And we're going to discuss a little fungicide spraying. So, open phones at 9, and then at 9:30, Watford City native Peter and Eric Stengem of First International Bank and Trust, they're going to discuss the smart growth of Watford City amid the Bakken boom. Then at 10 o'clock, we have North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson. He's a Republican from Fargo. And we also have North Dakota State Rep and Finance and Taxation Chairman Wes Belter, and he's a Republican out of Fargo, fresh off a tour of the Watford City area to discuss the upcoming legislative session. So stay tuned for that. Oscar Scott, creator of Red Dog Mobile Shelters, and those are tornado shelters, he's going to be on with Scott at 10:40. So stay tuned for that. Local stories here. And on my show, on the Common Sense Club, I normally have my friend Lisa Tate on once a week because they're always doing something awesome out there at the Red River Zoo. Hopefully I'll have her on today. So if you can catch the Common Sense Club at 2 o'clock, make sure you do that. The Red River Zoo out there, they have plans for a second wolf pack. And if you've seen the first one, if you've been here to Fargo, you come here to Fargo and you visit the Red River Zoo, you know how awesome that wolf pack is. I mean, it's phenomenal. When I was in there making the little paper pigeon, the origami pigeons, the wolves are walking all around. I mean, and it's a glass enclosure. And so you can see almost a 360 degree view, and then you have these massive, majestic wolves walking around. And the Red River Zoo has plans for a second wolf pack. A wolf pack. I mean, how cool is that? Bear with me as my voice cracks under the strains of my allergies. And hopefully this Claritin kicks in before I'm on with the Golden Girls this morning because, wow, it did a number on me this morning. But anyway. Couple of other stories, one in particular, and I didn't get to this yesterday, but out there in West Fargo, they are having some watering restrictions. Currently, They have one well under construction, and they ask, and this is the city of West Fargo, and they're asking the citizens out there to follow existing watering restrictions. That's even odd watering restrictions are in effect, and if the restrictions are not followed, a ban may be implemented. So you want to try to follow those water restrictions, even odd watering restrictions, as closely as you can to avoid a ban. And I wasn't trying to rhyme. It's just in my nature, I guess, to be cool. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not cool. Not even a little bit. I'm a politics guy. How cool can that possibly be? Anyway, 855-217-76. If you want to call in and banter about whatever headline that floats your boat, trips your trailer, cheeses your grits this morning, extension 2 is the way to get live on air and join the conversation. Now, out there in West Fargo, that watering restriction allows watering of lawns based on your property address as compared to the day of the month. So odd number addresses, and an example would be 1404, 1711, 2121. They are allowed to water their lawns on the odd days of the month. An example of that is 1st, the 3rd, and the 5th. While even numbered addresses like 102, 510, 13, 26, they're allowed to water their lawns on even days of the month, like the 2nd, the 4th, and the 6th. So watering should not be done between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Up to 30% of the water used during these hours is evaporated off, causing not only a waste of natural resources, but also increased costs to the home owners. So if you have any questions concerning, you know, this watering restriction or the, you know, the even odd numbered addresses and how that whole thing breaks down, you contact Chris at West Fargo Public Works. So there you go. Just contact Chris. And the phone number out there is 701-433-5400. So there you go. Any questions, just contact Chris. He will clear that right up for you. And that number again is 701-433-5400. As I said before, it is beautiful outside. And if I could just get past this allergy, just an allergy attack, and I don't get them often, but this morning I wake up, you know, you stretch, sunlight coming through the window, and then you try to take that first breath, and you're like, wow, what's going on here? God, that Claritin has got to kick in, and pretty soon, I feel a bit like, I don't know, have you seen what's going on with Jesse Ventura? In this whole defamation lawsuit, I really want to talk about that today. And if I don't get to talk about it in this first hour of What's On Your Mind, definitely going to be a big topic on my show, The Common Sense Club, at 2 o'clock. I'm sitting here. If you haven't heard, he sued the estate. Let's back up. Chris Kyle. A decorated sniper, the most kills of any sniper, stand-up guy, awesome guy. He wrote a book. I mean, he mentored vets coming back with, like, traumatic stress syndrome. And, you know, those folks that go out there into the battlefield and then they come back and they're traumatized. This Kyle would go out there and mentor them. As a matter of fact, that's how he died. He was out there helping one of these guys through a tough time, and the guy kind of went off the rails and just started shooting, and, you know, it was a pretty bad deal. Pretty bad deal. Anyway, he ends up dying, and Jesse Ventura ends up suing his Kyle's estate for something that he read wrote in his book. I want to ask you, and then the jury sided with Ventura. I do not agree. When we have some open phones, that's one question I want out there to the folks. I want to ask, what do you think about this lawsuit? They awarded him $1.8 million. $1.8 million in a defamation lawsuit. And from what I understand, Chris Kyle didn't, he explained something that happened in a bar. He didn't really name Ventura by name, but I guess Ventura felt that, you know, it was pretty obvious that it was him, and it was a, he's been going on and on about this for like a couple of years now. $1.8 million they awarded him. I think that the honorable thing to do if I was Jesse Ventura is when Chris Kyle died, leave his family alone. And that's just me. Tell me what you think. 855-200-1776, extension 2. We'll be right back with the Golden Girls. And we're going to talk a little politics from the left and from the right. Join us. We'll be right back after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On this whole Jesse Ventura thing, I don't quite understand how the defamation, how it goes, because how does it not just boil down to he said, she said? I mean, shouldn't you be required to have some sort of evidence like, oh, I wasn't in that bar during that time? So, I don't know, it's just confusing to me.
it's kind of confusing to me also. I don't understand. Kyle said, you know, Scruff Face. That's the name that he used, you know, in his book. Jesse Ventura said, you know, obviously he's speaking about me. I mean, have you seen this mug here? And that's the way it goes, I guess. But I want to ask folks that are much, much smarter than me. So we have Ellen Rattler and Blanquita Cullum on the line to talk a little common sense right here on What's On Your Mind. How are you girls doing?
Good.
Great. Awesome. So, Ellen, I want to ask you first. Have you heard about this this whole dust-up between Ventura and Chris Kyle's estate?
I have not. I've not focused on that.
Okay. Jesse Ventura filed a defamation suit against Chris Kyle, and Chris Kyle
I do know, yes.
Okay.
And of course, Chris Kyle had died, and this was his estate that's carrying the defamation suit.
Right. Right. Yesterday, a jury awarded Jesse Ventura $1.8 million. And there's a lot of folks out there that are like me that says, you know, this is not an honorable thing to do. I don't think it was defamation at all. But apparently, you know, 12 jurors thought otherwise. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, what I think is that it's going to get overturned on appeal, that we're never going to see that money because there's a lot of evidence on this, and I don't know if Blanquita's followed the story. It's a hard story to follow. But there is a lot of evidence, basically, that Ventura was told these things when he was in this bar.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it goes beyond an appellate court.
Well, and the other thing of it is, with Jesse Ventura, can you imagine this? The guy is steel, becomes a wrestler, becomes a movie star, then he becomes the governor, and then he becomes just a jerk. I mean, he probably was drunk. He said he didn't remember even meeting the guy or talking to the guy. But the fact of the matter is, now this guy, who was a SEAL, a very honorable SEAL, one of the ones that was highest respected among all these SEALs, is now dead. His widow is going to have to pay this amount of money. Let's say if she doesn't want to fight it, Ventura has the opportunity to let it go and let the widow keep the money and maybe get some semblance of respect, because B, if she goes back and it's overturned, he's going to look so discredited. And even if he wins again, this guy's reputation, what maybe 50-50 shred of it that's left, he looks like a real jerk. I mean, and to take money from a widow, what kind of a jerk does a thing like that?
The other thing is that Jesse Ventura is a public figure. I don't know how, and the standard of defamation is much higher for that. I don't know how the jury passed this.
I don't either. We have another off-air call. Can we roll that?
You know, I find it interesting that Jesse the Bod there was running his mouth about SEALs, you know, having to lose some of their own, and so he gets his teeth kicked in. And now he's suing a dead guy. You've got to be kidding me.
Guy
doesn't even live in the U.S. anymore. He lives in Mexico. Maybe the bot should donate that little cash flow to Kyle's foundation. That's it.
And I agree with him. This jury awarded him $500,000 for damages to his reputation, and those are air quotes. This is radio, so you probably can't see that.
Reputation. Look at his fan base. I mean, come on, give me a freaking break. I mean, the guy's a jerk, and really, Ellen, do you agree with me on that? He's a public figure, as you said, a movie star. And
a former governor. I mean, the standard is just much higher legally. I don't know how the judge did not give more specific instructions.
And see, they also awarded him $1.3 million for unjust enrichment, money they found Kyle made by exploiting Ventura's name and reputation. And I'm like, this guy has the most kills. That's what I'm saying. He has the most. This guy is a legend. Chris Kyle is. I mean, he didn't need to use Jesse Ventura, and he didn't use Scrubface. And really, I don't understand this. The jury was all hopped up on Kool-Aid, apparently. And hopefully someone, hopefully Jesse Ventura gets enough pressure on him to do the honorable thing and just forget about this thing.
He needs to continue living in Mexico because he's going to be reviled here. People are going to hate him.
Yeah.
They probably already do hate him. If they don't disrespect him, they're going to hate him.
Absolutely. And I heard that the jury was deadlocked for a while before, before that, there was talk of a mistrial. So there you go. I want to move.
I think it gets thrown out on appellate. I really do.
I agree with Ella 100%.
And we don't agree much.
Except on, this is matters of common sense. Now, when we're talking politics, nothing in politics is common sense. So you got opinions all over the place.
Why can't it be common sense? Why can't the law and politics be common sense? That it's just a matter of knowing who your audience is.
Well, you have to have statesmen. Versus politicians for it to be common sense. And I guess that's where I'm going with that. And I want to ask you about this immigration bill that's in play right now. Now, a lot of folks, Harry Reid says this border bill could be a vehicle for immigration reform. Jeff Sessions says the House border bill is a surrender to a lawless president. How do you feel about that, Blanquita?
He's right. Judge Sessions is right. And you know what? I don't know that anybody right now has a great approach on the Hill about immigration, but they're going to rue the day if they pass that immigration. Rue the day.
Ellen?
I think that George Bush, which is Blanquita's favorite person in the universe, was very good on immigration. I'm where he was on immigration. Blanquita probably is not. And the Republicans have to know from where they came.
Well, here's the deal. When you've got governors like Mary Fallon in Oklahoma, governors from Massachusetts and all over the United States that are not told how many immigrants are being placed in facilities and places that they're not even allowed to go into, something is seriously wrong. If you were the governor of the state of Ohio or I was the governor of the state of Texas, you better bet that I'd really want to know who's coming into the state and why they're there and where they are and how long of time period they are. At this point, they're not telling them. And that, to me, is criminal.
Is Newt's point valid that this Obama might grant amnesty just to provoke impeachment calls? What do you think about that? Is that a valid argument?
Oh, I think that he's going to push it to the limit. Nobody wants to impeach the guy. The only concern is how much, there's not enough shovels in the world to be able to clean up after that.
Good point. Wow. Always glad to have this conversation with two gals that are chock full of common sense. So thank you, Ellen, and thank you, Blanquita, for joining us here on What's On Your Mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Apparently, it's not so sunny all over North Dakota. So when we come back, I'll tell you about a dense fog advisory. More right after this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This Ventura decision has destroyed what little faith I had left in the American judicial system. Under Barack Obama, we're living in a dictatorial tyranny. No ifs, ands, or buts.
And see, Larry espouses a sentiment that a lot of us have, and I tend to agree with him, but... And we'll talk about that. We'll delve into that and develop it later on. I'm your host of What's On Your Mind for the first hour anyway. Scott will be back in the second and third hour live from Watford City. Right now we have Garrett Groves, and he's the location manager for Pinnacle's Agronomy Division. Okay. technical difficulties will be fine, but, and he's out there in Tioga, and we're going to be discussing a fungicide spraying, over, and what Pinnacle's Agronomy Division can do for you when it comes to, spraying fungicides for your crop. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. You know, it's going to get me up to speed on what I would need to do if I have a crop out there and I want to, you know, make sure that I'm spraying the proper material. What do I need to do? What do I need to know? And Garrett and the folks over there at Pinnacle are their masters in that arena. So there you go. Back to Jesse Ventura, the body, Ventura's, I try to, at one time, Jesse was an honorable person. I mean, I remember following stories, that Jesse was following, and he would, even when he was nutty, you know, he was breaking stories that nobody else would breach, no one else would touch with a 10-foot pole. And I found I respected him. I respected him for that. And then something like this happens, and you're just like, it leaves you scratching your head. And I know that there was a lot of folks there. I know there was a lot of folks that, especially when I first got wind of this suit, that said, what are you doing, man? I know a lot of folks spoke to him, sent emails to him, and yet he persisted. I don't know if the guy's broke. I don't know if he just needs money or something, but you don't do this. Chris Kyle was an honorable guy. If Jesse has problems with him for whatever reason, that's one thing that we can all agree on, that Chris Kyle did a bang up job for this country, period. And he actually, in my opinion, he died in the line of duty. He was helping a vet get through some tough times when he died. Now, I'm going to digress. We'll talk about that at another time. Right now, we have Garrett Groves, and he's a location manager for Pinnacle's Agronomy Division, and he's out there in Tioga. We're going to be discussing fungicide spraying. So, Gary, are you there? Garrett, as soon as you're on again, just hop right in the conversation, and we'll pick it up from there. But again, I'm thinking about that jury sitting in there, and apparently, you know, it was deadlocked for a while. They were talking about a mistrial, and they eventually came out with this ruling, and it's $500,000 for defamation. And then it's, I think, $1.3 million for enrichment because by using Jesse Ventura and his name to enrich himself. If I were on that jury, and I know who Chris Kyle is. I mean, I knew who Chris Kyle was well before any of this happened. And I like Chris Kyle. Everything about him was following him, but before, you know, old Scrubface decided to open his mouth. And there you go. If I was on that jury, there is no way that this would have stood. There's no way. He didn't need Jesse Ventura to sell a book or two. I mean, absolutely not. He's Chris Kyle, the baddest. I mean, and if this wasn't, family radio, the word choice would be colorful. He is bad. I mean, bad to the bone, Chris Kyle is. Smacking some loudmouth scruff face, you know, in a bar, to me, it doesn't trip my trailer. My boat doesn't do anything for me. But suing a widow, that Jesus McGritz. That is dishonorable, man. I mean, that any shred of respect that I had at one time for the body is gone. It's out of the window. And I hope that the Golden Girls are right when they say, you know, this is going to be overturned on appeal, because I really do hope they should call me. I'm going to move to Minnesota just so I can sit on that jury. I'm going to actually petition the judge to allow me to sit on that jury. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how they, and I'm reading the newspaper here. I'm reading the story, and yeah, there was some discussion, and yeah, it went back and forth and all, but $1.3 million. I mean, come on, for enriching himself, or Chris Kyle, or Chris Kyle's estate, enriching himself. I just don't get it. This guy was already phenomenal. He was already a rock star. He didn't need to enrich himself off of smacking old scruff face in the chops. So there you go. And I'm gonna leave that alone. Now, I said it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful all over North Dakota. Well, that was me speaking through a allergy-induced fog, because apparently there's a dense fog advisory, not here in Fargo, but across northern North Dakota through mid-morning, there is a dense fog advisory. So a dense fog has formed mainly along the north, mainly along and the north of Highway 2 in northern North Dakota, across the upper James River Valley. Visibilities will be less than one quarter of a mile in places like Tioga, Stanley, Ryder, Rugby, and Harvey during the morning commute. So just be careful out there if you're in Tioga, Stanley, Ryder, Rugby, and Harvey, and you're driving around, because There's some dense fog out there, and you want to be careful. And once again, that a fog advisory remains in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Visibility is less than 1/4 of a mile, and the impacts from something like this, you just need to allow extra time to reach your destination so you're safe. And I'm sure your employer will understand. So there you go. Dense fog advisory. Wow. I guess we sit in a little pocket here because, you know, I step outside. It's beautiful out. Another story that I really want to get to. I've been hearing a rash of these types of stories, and I just kind of want to pick your brain, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on it unless the callers out there, the listeners out there, have something to contribute to the conversation, and you can, 855-200-1776, extension 2. I've been seeing a lot of stories about, like, I don't know, single moms or parents in general. Their kids will, like, do something as simple as walk to the park. And I don't know if it's me growing up in the South, we were always outside. I mean, there was a bye right behind the house. So, you know, we were out there. We made homemade bows and arrows. We were out there fishing. I mean, we did just tons of things when we were kids. And I shudder to think under today's mindset, my parents would have been under a jail. Because nowadays, even if your kid has a phone that's chock full of GPS, and I mean, they have like these little fireflies where, you know, you can just touch them and they automatically call like mom and dad and grandma and all of that stuff. But nowadays, I've seen an uptick in stories where parents are charged with felonies, child neglect, for doing something as simple as letting their kid walk to the park. Walk to the park. Example of this. So, and this is just from this morning, and it really cheesed my grits because, you know, I've seen an uptick in there. There was that father whose kid normally every, I think it was on a Wednesday and a Sunday, he had three kids, they get on the bus, they take off, they go to church, and so that morning was no different, except this one kid said, you know what, I don't feel like sitting in church this morning, so he goes out of the house with the other kids, instead of getting on the bus, he like takes off to go play with his friends, and someone sees the kid, and the kid's not like 5 or anything like that, I think the kid was like 10 or 11, but the end result was the father, you know, the cops bringing the kid home and arresting the father in front of the whole family, in front of the whole neighborhood for neglect, and the father is like, Are you kidding me? No, you can't arrest me. What do we do? I mean, what are we doing there? What are we doing there? And in this story here, mom charged with felony for letting son walk to park alone. Now, this is a Florida mom. She let her son walk to Sportsman's Park. It's about 10 minutes away. He has a phone. It's tied around his neck. And apparently, you know, he's walking to the park. Some busybody stops and says, hey, you know, what are you doing out here by yourself? Blah, blah, blah. And he gets spooked. He runs to the park where he's supposed to go. He's headed to the park, calls his mom. He tells her, and she's like, you know, are you okay? That sort of thing. But before the mom can say boo, this busybody has called the police. And the mom, instead of finding her kid, finds the police. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side of this break. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Are we going too far? I mean, that's the question that I have for you. Are we going too far? We'll be right back after this.
Listen, call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back. This is What's On Your Mind. I am your host, Leon Francis, for the first hour. Only for the first hour. Don't let that scare you off. Scott will be back. He's broadcasting live from Watford City in the very next hour. But I do have a question here. I do want to ask you, do you remember when you were a kid? And your parents, you know, a lot of folks, I mean, and I don't know, I was raised in the South, I'm a Southern boy, so we were outside a lot. I mean, we were outside. I know some kids, you know, and they didn't have the benefit of two parents, as I did, but I knew a lot of kids that were out there from sunup to sundown playing basketball, football, just kind of out in the neighborhood. You know, you got the grandmas out there sitting on the porches and that whole thing. And like me and my brother, I mean, man, if my dad knew half the places we went, we'd have a very little material on our Levi's today. I mean, it's nuts. And we're fine. We grew up fine. And again, we lived in Louisiana where there are alligators and possums and, I mean, just all kinds of things that could hurt you. And then today, like in today's society, it seems to me that we overly bubble wrap every kid. You have this mom that allows her kid to walk to the park. He has a phone on him, so, you know, if anything untowards happened, he can just push the button and, you know, it's just like that. But this kid walks to the park. Some busybody stops him and says, "Hey, where's your parents?" And he's like, "You know, I'm not talking to you. You're a stranger." And he takes off, calls his mom. Officers are called. They grab the boy, bring him home, arrest his mom. And think about that. I mean, just think about this. This kid is happy. He's playing at the park. Who is causing him the most harm here? In my humble opinion, it's not anything that his mom did. It's the police. It's the busybodies. I mean, I sit and I think about, you know, we're talking about, you know, the well-being of this kid. This kid was used to going to this park playing without incident. And then one morning his mom is arrested in front of him for him playing in the park. What kind of a mind job does that do to a kid? Anyway, this mom was charged with felony child neglect and had to pay $4,000 to get out of jail. And the police didn't have an actual reason. I mean, because there's no laws that says your kid can't walk to the park. I mean, there's not a single law that says that. There's not a law that says your kid has to be a certain age or whatever. But the reason that this the officer gave her was, and this is a quote from her, she says, he basically kept going over the fact that there are pedophiles. And basically that the park wasn't safe and that he shouldn't be there alone. Think about that. I mean, who is it up to this police officer to decide how mature your kid is or whether or not your kid should be playing in a park or basic parenting 101? Is it up to society at large or police officers or busybodies, or is it up to the parents? I guess what I am trying to suss out here is, how did me, your humble host here, how did I grow up to be the guy that you hear on the radio with the, you know, the IT guy, the Fargo Tech guy, the radio guy? How did I grow up to be the guy that I am? You know, and my parents, apparently, they neglected the heck out of me when I was a kid. You got to ask yourself that. You know, I grew up just fine. I came up just fine. No, you know, really big problems. Never been kidnapped by some evil, you know, guy or anything like that. And we were all over the place. And I am positive that most of my listeners grew up about the same way. We grew up with gravel, you know, in the play pit there, the play area, with merry-go-rounds and metal slides that were like 100 feet high and monkey bars and tetherball and dodgeball and all of the fun stuff that kids don't even get to try today because it's dangerous now. All of a sudden it's dangerous anyway. Wow, it blows my mind. And I'm definitely going to talk a little bit more about this on my show, The Common Sense Club. But I'll digress from that. When I saw that story, it just, it, it, incenses me, it angers me, because I don't think any parent should have to go through that. I just don't think that any parent should, or any child for that matter, should have to go through the experience of seeing their parents arrested in front of them, you know, arrested for allowing your child to be a child, to be a kid. Wow, leave parents alone. Leave the kids alone. It's like that Pink Floyd song. Hey, leave those kids alone. I was going to try to throw some melody behind that, but with the whole asthma thing, my voice is just not going to hold up for that. Anyway, thanks for putting up with my rant this morning. Scott Hannon will be live from Watford City right after this break. Stay tuned, and stay tuned for the Common Sense Club later on, 2 to 5. I will be there, and we'll have an awesome conversation.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.